Summer is just about here, which means it's time to start barbecuing again. Whether you're going to the beach or having a small cookout in your yard, Charbroil has a grill to fit your needs. If you use our link, you can get a Charbroil one-burner portable grill for just over $100, and it's perfect for wherever you need to cook. It's convenient and portable, and works just as well in the backyard as it does on the go. Just go to multipleworldproductions.com/sponsors and use our link to shop all the great products Charbroil has to offer. Good, what's today? Well, it's afternoon. What the fuck am I doing? Good evening, and welcome to 30 Minute Reviews. I am Adam. We are here to talk about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, because it's been a slow kind of news week, and I just don't want to talk about The Flash anymore, and really, that's all that's been happening. It's fucking Flash news this, Flash news that. Shit's happening about The Flash. The Flash movie's coming, and Warner Brothers seems convinced to pay anyone they can, or let anyone... I'm sorry, I don't want to insinuate they're paying people for their opinions. I don't want, you know, them to think that that's happening, but they seem to try and get as many famous people whose opinions matter in front of a copy of this movie, so that way they can voice their opinion on it, and I just don't want to talk about it anymore. I mean, we're getting to the point where it's like, next week it's going to be like, Jesus Christ says The Flash movie is the best movie he's ever seen, and it's like, alright, I think we got it. Because now today it was like, Henry Cavill says that, you know, The Flash movie is fantastic, and it's like, I'm hearing a second hand through Sasha Cal, and I'm like, alright, good for her, I guess, good for them, whatever. I mean, but like, enough about that, because this week might be my most anticipated movie release of the summer. And that's not an exaggeration either. That's not me being hyperbolic for comedic effect. That is me being legitimate. Because, like, I'm not a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan. Like, I lost interest in the Flash movie once I saw Ezra Miller in Justice League and the Flash TV show was going on for as long as it was. And they were like, oh no, this is the version of Barry Allen we're going to use in the movie. Don't worry. I was like, really? All right, I guess. So I'm not super thrilled on it. And then they threw Batman in there too. And then it's like, you know, Elemental is Elemental. It's a new Pixar movie that I'm going to see regardless. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that in the near future. I think I'm going to be seeing... Actually, that, you know, the move of the day I'm going to see that is actually pretty helpful. Because I can put that... No, I can't. I got Bumblebee next week. Either way, we might talk about The Good Dinosaur at some point in the near future. I'm just not 100% certain when. But yeah, so... Because Pete Docter also directed that. But what we have is... today we're talking about Into the Spider-Verse, because that is my most anticipated movie. I mean, I'm excited for Indiana Jones. I'm excited for... what was that other one? Mission Impossible, like, and Barbie looks great, but this is the movie that I'm most excited for, is Across the Spider-Verse. And looking at this, I went back and rewatched Into the Spider-Verse last night. Another one of these movies that we've done this a few times this year. We want to talk about Creed and Creed 2. We had to fucking jump through hoops to watch it. We wanted to talk about, what was the other one? There was another really big movie. We want to talk about Detective Pikachu, and that was another one I had to jump through hoops. This is one where you can't just fucking watch this movie anywhere, apparently. You gotta, like, rent it or own it already, which I do, because I bought the 4K when it came out, so I had it on my account already. So that was one less thing I had to worry about. Either way, what we are here for... Now, my concern going into this is I hadn't watched it in not a long time. I'd say I haven't watched it in like a year or two. Is that maybe it doesn't hold up as well as I thought it would. Because, like, I walked out of the theater when I saw this movie, and it was like a religious awakening for me. Because I was like, this is, you know, it is animation done to a degree that is almost unreal, with beautiful animation the entire way through, and everything about it looks cool, interesting, unique, and different. Like, you have all of that, and you have this great story where it's like, you know, it's so engaging to watch. But the only issue that I have No, not even. It's like my issue was that I thought that maybe it wouldn't hold up, but it's like there hasn't been an animated movie since that I've seen that I was like, oh no, what's it called? Like I don't know who what's it called? Like I think that this is better. We haven't had that. Not a Pixar movie. Even though I really enjoyed Soul and Soul's visual style, not what's it called? Not a DreamWorks movie. Although I have not seen Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. Although apparently that's very nice. Not an Illumination. Like even looking at like Super Mario, which had some gorgeous visuals, nothing topped this movie. There wasn't a single thing that came out in the last few years that I can look at and be like, that looks better than what I saw here. And I think that is a testament to what this movie does, and I think that is kind of a big deal. The comedic moments all land, and it's just like it's not hitting you over the head with jokes the way a movie like Deadpool does, where it's like everything is designed to be this great over the top jokey moment. But there are enough small like one line jokes that are amusing, like when they're going through and they're telling the backstory to the characters, and they tell the backstory for Peter B. Parker, and he's like, made some questionable financial decisions. Don't invest in a spider-themed restaurant. Like, small things like that are like when he's going through the plan, and it's like, actually, the doctor's a woman. He's like, all right, step two, re-examine my personal biases. Step three, charm and get the computer. It's like that whole thing is so entertaining, and the amount of moments that just even knowing the twist is coming, like work, like. In the theater, the reveal of Olivia Octavius, I was like, holy shit, that I didn't see that coming. It is a great, it's such a great idea to have that, and Catherine Hahn's great in the role. Like, to have that work, and then to have it work still, where the moment's so hype, and then when you're watching it, like, oh shit, she's got a lot of octagons in her room. Like, that kind of thing is so cool. Like, the moment with Prowler getting shot, it still resonates and it still works this far out. And having seen the movie as many times as I have, the leap of faith is still one of my favorite sequences in an animated movie, to this day. And I think it's just all of this is just a colossal testament to what this movie accomplished, over the course of its, in this thing that no one had any expectations for. And I think that that's really one of the things that really works is that I didn't like, this is a movie that I heard about and I wasn't like, oh shit, like I gotta go see this. It's like, oh, they're making an animated Spider-Man movie. That's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll see it. And I went to see this movie and I was just like, holy shit, this is something truly special they achieved here. And it's like the scene with Stan Lee with the, and the Stan Lee sequence still works, and not just because, like, when the movie came out, this is the first movie that came out after he died. And for him to be like, oh yeah, I was a friend of his, about Spider-Man and the, what's it called? The suit always fits eventually. Like, that whole thing is great. And it's so many things in this movie just age so well. Even the visual style ages so well because no one else has tried this yet. I mean, maybe it'll be similar when we see, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, this summer. But I think that this is, I don't know if they'll be able to top this. And this movie's just so great. And quite honestly, like, this movie and I think the performance, I think that, here's the thing, let's do some quick prognostication here. With this movie opening this week, it's projected to open to over $80 million. It is an animated movie about Spider-Man. Later this month, and I'm not pitting companies against each other for the sake of pitting companies against each other. Later this month, they're opening The Flash, which is currently projected to open just south of $100 million. I would assume Spider-Verse cost substantially less. I would say if it cost $200 million, that's a lot of money. And I don't think it cost $200 million. I would say if it cost, I would say 75 to 100 million. Granted, I don't know how much animation costs. That's not my forte. It definitely cost less than The Flash. The Flash are looking at about 300 million, considering how long it took to film and all the reshoots and all of the things that went into making The Flash. I would not be surprised Considering that right now we don't have a firm grasp on what's coming from DC animation in the near future, I would not be surprised if DC is planning a big budget animated movie that gets announced at Comic-Con this year. Would not be surprised in the slightest. And I think that like look at the last year and what's been announced to be happening, with animation and all of that. Spider-Verse set us on a path in this genre. Because, Mario is currently the number one movie at the box office this year. Do I think it will be eclipsed? Probably not, because unless Indiana Jones does fucking gangbusters, I don't think it's going to take over Mario. Because Guardians is not. The Marvels probably isn't. Hunger Games probably isn't. Dune probably isn't. Haunted Mansion probably isn't. At current pacing, Fast X is not going to get close. Mission Impossible or Indiana Jones are probably the most likely candidates to eclipse Mario. But there's a chance that when we get to the end of the year, the top three movies are all animated. If not, four out of five of the top movies of the year are all animated. Because let's not forget, we have, Mario is currently number one. We still have Spider-Verse, which I think has a strong potential to be number two or number three. There's also, what was the other big one that I'm thinking of? I don't think Ruby Gilman is going to crack top five. That's DreamWorks' new one this summer. Who else is there? There's Wish, which also has potential because it's a Disney animated movie for the 100th anniversary. If they market it right and they don't do like they did with Strange World, there's a chance that that movie, does well. And when I say what they did with Strange World, I don't mean put gay characters in because that's what people point to as the reason it underperformed the box office. The reason it underperformed is because they didn't fucking advertise the movie. That movie had a negligible advertising budget. But Wish has that. Elemental has the potential to, I would say, break 100, 150 million. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles also has a chance to do a lot of money if the movie's good. And I think we're getting another trailer tomorrow for that. So, look, here's the situation. If we get to the end of the year and it's like beautiful animation gets well received by audiences, I think there's a chance we can see a new world in which, maybe some of these animated projects that they're working on at Marvel, maybe they end up some of them end up theatrical. Maybe we get Spider-Man freshman year instead of as a limited series on Disney Plus, it ends up as a theatrical movie. And then look at what's coming in the future. You got Transformers 1 coming in 2024. You have, what was that other one? Avatar. There's a new Avatar movie coming. Avatar: The Last Airbender. Like, that's going to be animated and that's going to be great. Like, we live in a new world now. And I think that if this movie does well, I think we can see a lot more animated stuff. And I want that. I like, if they made an animated Metroid movie that's as good as Super Mario, I would be there day one. Regardless of if I was reviewing it or not, that is a fantastic idea. If they did an animated Legend of Zelda movie, I would be there day one. Like, if we got into it where it's like, DC's gonna start doing animated DC movies, like, I feel like these animated DC movies that they're putting out on DVD and on HBO Max, or Max now, I feel like if they put them out in theaters as a Fathom event, they'd make enough money to cover the budget just on that you don't have to sell a single DVD from then on out. Like, that is the kind of thing where, like, even if you don't do a Fathom event, you do a limited run, like, you have a solid market there. And just do somewhat faithful adaptations of iconic storylines. Like, and just do it that way. And just be like, look, we're gonna do a theatrical run of this, and we'll make X amount of money as long as the movie looks good. And you come up with a unique visual style for each of them, and they don't all look so homogenous as they do. Where it's like, it doesn't matter if you're watching a Justice League Dark Apocalypse War or a Flashpoint Paradox or anything like that. And nothing against Bruce Timm, but they all look the same as that fucking cartoon that aired 20 years ago. If you can come up with a unique visual style for each of these, you can make money. And I think that that's what we're going to end up seeing DC announcing by the end of the year, should Spider-Verse cap out in the top five. And especially if TMNT caps out in the top 10 of the year. There's a lot of moving parts here, and I kind of want to see that happen because I've been a booster to the DC animated movies, and I want to see them do more. And that gives them a chance to take chances on other characters that may not be the most, gung-ho, like the characters everyone knows about, and I think that's the potential for something interesting there. But look, we've gotten off track here. I think that, if you have not seen Spider-Verse yet, what the fuck are you doing? Like, Spider-Verse is, it's just fantastic. Like, you have to see this movie. And it's the kind of movie where it's like, this is, I would say, not even a streaming movie. This is a, if you have a PlayStation, if you have an Xbox and have a disc drive, if you have a 4K Blu-ray player, go out and buy a 4K Blu-ray of this movie. It is astounding what they do with it. And look, if you are looking forward to Across Spider-Verse this week, like I am, just get ready, because I think that, the review embargo isn't lifting until Wednesday, which would ordinarily leave me a little concerned, but I'm fairly certain that this is not the first time this has happened where the review embargo was this close and the movie was that good. I seem to recall them doing this with No Way Home. I seem to recall this happening with Infinity War and Endgame. And I think that if this movie, like, there's a chance, if this movie is better than Into the Spider-Verse, this movie could be in the top 10, my top 10 favorite movies of all time. And I think that it may not, when we do the top 10 movies of the year, top 10 movies of all time, come the anniversary episode, it may not be there, but we'll talk about that then. We'll see, because it's there's an interesting calculus that goes into that. But we'll wrap up there for today. So next week we'll be talking about Bumblebee and any other news that happens between now and then. The week after that we'll be talking about, we may move a DC movie in that slot, or multiple episodes of the Flash TV show to that slot. But we'll see. Maybe I'll put it up to a vote. But we'll wrap up there for today. And until our next episode, have a great rest of your week. And we'll be back with, we'll get back on a set schedule for that other thing, for the backlog file, catalog, backlog files. But that'll be at some point in the future. But until then, have a great rest of your week. If you enjoyed this show, be sure to check out our other shows. We have Beware of Spoilers, where we talk about new release movies. We have 30-Minute Reviews, where we talk about older stuff and current events in the entertainment industry. And we have Exploring Hyperspace Lanes, where every week Josie and I get together to talk about random stuff in our lives, and also we rank and review everything Star Wars, old stuff, new stuff, all of it. And you can find all of these shows on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Or, to get it simply, just go to bewareofspoilers.com, or exploringhyperspacelanes.com, or 30minutereviews.com, and it'll redirect you right to the Spotify page. Thank you, and thank you for enjoying our content.